And welcome back to the KNRQ Morning Show. This is Emma on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. I cannot believe I get to say this, but I actually have Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park on the line right now.
Hey, Emma.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm good. Mike Shinoda, I have been a fan of yours since the beginning. I cannot tell you how stoked I am to have this interview. I still don't know what I did to deserve it, but I'm just going to go with it.
That's so nice. Thanks, Emma.
And I love all your solo stuff. First, I want to get this out of the way because I know doing interviews is probably tough on you, considering losing Chester, and I don't want to go on and on about him at all. I just want to say my heart goes out to you and the guys, and just such a huge loss. But I am so stoked about how you're dealing with it, your therapy with music, because it's giving us some amazing songs.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the album, I called it post-traumatic because, not just because of what we went through, but because it's about this journey that happens afterwards. You know, the album was written in the first like 9 months after Chester passed away, and this tour kind of picks up where the album left off. So, you know, it's been over a year, and it's I have to say, like, I'm in a pretty good place. Like, I'm really enjoying the tour. I'm really proud of the stuff that I made, and the actions and reactions of the fans. It's been incredible, and especially, you know, right now I just put out a new video for this song "Make It Up As I Go" with Kay Flay.
Yes,
it's probably my favorite video from the whole project. So it's everything's on like a real high right now. It's really nice.
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear that and to see that. Is it weird going on tour without the rest of the guys?
You know, it can be. I try and really think ahead, especially with this whole thing, this whole project. I've been trying to think ahead. Like, so for example, if you're me and it's like, okay, I'm going to put out some music. Like, should I do interviews? What's that going to be like? People are going to be asking really difficult questions. I may not be in the mood to answer them, you know, 100, 200, 300 times.
Right.
What happens when I get out on the road? And like, do I play, you know, by myself? What's that like? When I see the fans, I'm going to see lots of fans, the meet and greets. Some of them will be crying. Some of them will be upset. Some of them will just be awkward and ask me really weird, off-putting questions. So, yeah, like, I had to, like, think of all those things beforehand, and I felt like I braced myself for a lot of that. You can't see the future, and, like, I can't be 100% prepared. But the truth is, like, I feel like a lot of the stuff that I guessed was going to happen and how I would feel about things and whatever was pretty accurate. And so being out on the road, you know, the other guys are doing fine. They're good. They're all doing different things. Like Phoenix on social media, you know, he's in Europe right now playing golf at this big tournament, and he's doing great. He's got a podcast going on and so on. And I'm out on tour this week. I'm leaving for the next for the rest of the year, pretty much, to do solo shows. I've got two guys out with me who are new to the Linkin Park fan base. A guy named Dan and a guy named Matt. Dan plays drums, Matt plays guitar, keyboard, and he sings backup vocals. And I'm doing pretty, you know, depending on the night, like a pretty even mix of Linkin Park, Fort Minor, and solo stuff. And it feels good. Like I said, it's a fun show. It's definitely not a downer kind of like tribute, you know, sad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's like moments of that for people that need it. I don't want to bring people down. I want to lift people up.
Yeah, and I think this is a great way to take the next step, I guess, in your grieving process, because you went through all the emotions of writing these songs. And like I said, they're epic. I love it. Like Over Again and Place to Start and Nothing Makes Sense Anymore was one of my favorites. I love it. But I think that, as you were saying, it kind of helps you get through it the next step instead of just dwelling on it or making these songs and playing them to yourself.
Yeah. You know. I think I'm even like beyond that. Like, I think the grieving process was part of the early part of the album. Like, if there's 16 songs in the album, and I think that like grief was like really part of like the first 8, and after that maybe even 7. And then after that, it was more about like, okay, like I want to look towards the future. I want to look like what I was feeling like, okay, I've been dealt a hand of cards. What do I do with it? These songs are coming to me. There's things ideas I have each day that I want to capture and put into a song. And really now I feel like I'm not doing that at all. Like this is more of like a, You know, this is almost more of a celebratory thing where a lot of fans have been so great to us over the years, and a lot of, and in addition, they've been so supportive in the past year and change. And I want to go out and thank them in person and have a good time with them in person. It's really almost like the opposite of that you know, grief and all of that really sad stuff.
Well, and the cool thing about this is, in doing that and healing the way you did, you're helping so many people who are feeling similar to you, maybe lost in their own lives or lost because of their favorite band, you know, stuff like that. I think that it's really important to remember for yourself that not only are you healing, but you are helping so many people heal as well with their own struggles. So I think that's pretty cool. How did you get hooked up with Kayflay?
Kate, I've known her for a few years now, and I think I met her before the album that's currently out. I think I met her before that, or at least when it was just coming out. I don't even remember how we got introduced, but she was just awesome, and I really liked what she was doing and what she's about. And it's funny because she used to be, like, in college, she was a rapper, and she went to, like, I think she went to, like, Stanford or something. Like, she's a smart girl.
A rapper, you know, from Stanford.
Yeah, like we just have stuff in common like that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was like, wow, she's, like, a really good lyricist. She's a good singer. We vibed on all this, like, hip-hop stuff that we both
love. I love that.
And, yeah, she's a cool friend. I mean, it's, like, the thing is, like, these days, like, I've been talking a lot more to, like, other artists and getting involved with other artists. In, you know, like, a musical capacity, and maybe I've been talking a lot about getting in the studio with different people, and whether or not that were to happen with her, the song we did together, Make It Up As I Go, actually started during the One More Light Linkin Park album session, and it was me and her and Brad, basically, and we had done this cool hook together, and the rest of the song just didn't happen, like, it was just this great hook, and then, you know, months and months later, when I was working on my stuff and, like, just trying to sort through how I was feeling about, you know, life in general after Chester had passed, and as, like, things were all so uncertain, the concept, like, the theme of making it up as I go was so prevalent in my life then, and it really still is now. Like, it's like a central theme in, like, everything that I'm doing right now.
Yeah, you know, I thought that when I first saw it. Actually, the day that it hit the internet, I played it on the station because I just thought it was so awesome. And the video is rad. I don't even know how to explain that. I just tell people to go watch it. But it's an interesting artistic type, like, touch of the 80s.
If you're listening right now, some of the references, I had said there's an artist video called Mudo by an artist named Blue, which really kind of, like, does this type of thing too. But a couple of people will know, Peter Gabriel had a video called for the song Sledgehammer that was really popular when it came out. That was back in the 80s. I was, like, a little kid.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Oh, Aha, Take On Me. Like,
oh,
it was
right,
like
right.
These were, like, animation. They were, like, stop motion animation videos. Actually, the technique is called pixelation, but
that's what it is.
The same look. Like, one of the reasons why you don't see it very often is it's really a lot of work. And I had gone into this process for the Make It Up As I Go video saying, I really feel like this needs that. It needs to feel like a moving collage. Like, the artwork to the album has this, like, ripped poster kind of feel where it's photos that have been, like, overlaid and ripped and everything, and I just knew that because this song is so central to the album that I wanted it to relate back to that look. And when you're collaging things, like, there's an element of almost like improvisation that you do have to make it up as you go. Like, you start ripping things and you can't predict exactly how it's going to rip, so you're kind of layering and you're just improvising, and I wanted that to be part of the video. So I had found a friend suggested to me, Anthony, this guy who had done he had actually done a lyric video. I think it was for, like, Green Day or something. He had done this lyric video that had a little bit of that look in it, and I loved it. I was like, yeah, he can probably do it. And when I first talked to him about it and everything, he was really pumped on it. And he had this idea to add in a storyline about this skater. And he had this whole idea, this whole story. It was a story. And then at a certain point, he was like showing me, you know, he wrote out some treatments for the video and everything. And he's like, okay, so cool. Are we like, this is my thing. And like, are we ready to go? And I said, is it me or are you not planning to do as much of the pixelation and the stop motion thing? And he's like, oh yeah. I was thinking like just a couple little sections because it's like actually a lot of work. And I was like, yeah, I know it's a lot of work, but I kind of need you to do the whole thing that way.
I kind of need you to do that whole work thing.
Poor guy. I talked him into like doing this really work intensive video, but he nailed it. He totally did it. He did a great job.
I thought that was a great good idea to do that. It was amazing. And it goes well with the song as well. I mean, and your voice with K-Flay's is just epic. I mean, it's just like lightning in a bottle.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, I've been a fan for a very long time, and I know I have to let you go because I've taken up too much of your time. But thank you so much, Mike, for calling in and giving me a little bit of your time.
Of course. It's my pleasure. And I can't wait to come out there and play for you guys. I also just want to say thanks to everybody who's been so cool and so supportive. You know, this not only like obviously like in terms of our career, but especially this year, you know, you guys, the fans, like everybody's just been so, so great. Come up there and see you guys. I hope you can make it to the show.
Oh, I will absolutely be there.
Thank you.
Hey, good luck with your tour. Just keep doing what you're doing. I think you're doing an amazing job. It sounds great. Keep making songs because I absolutely love them. And also don't forget to call your band once in a while. They're being patient. I like that, but they'll feel left out.
Yeah, I keep in touch with them. I talk to them all the time.
That's cool. You guys have always been one of my favorites. So take it easy, Mike. Thank you so much for calling in again, and I'll see you soon.
Will do. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks, Mike. Bye. Holy crap, Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park just called me. That was awesome. You guys really have to check out his latest EPs and the video that he did with K-Flay for Make It Up As You Go. I'm going to play that next on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.